613. This is 1320 WILS. So if you've been getting yourself used to this cold weather, we're about to see a major change, and it begins tonight. Mark Torregrossa with us, meteorologist with MLive.com and FarmerWeather.com, and check out his Farmer Weather app for your phone. Mark, great to have you on WILS, as always.
Hey, good evening, Michael.
And we've got snow coming in. What is it, starting tonight then?
Yeah, starting pretty quickly here tonight, and it's a quick shot. It's about a 12-hour quick shot of snow. I would say Lansing area, at least 2 inches, probably 3, possibly 4 inches.
Wow, okay, 2 to 4, that's significant. When do you expect it to begin and end?
I think it'll start by midnight, and I think it will end sometime late tomorrow morning. It eventually should warm up enough tomorrow, late morning or early afternoon, that it changes to rain. Temperatures should make it in the upper 30s. So tomorrow morning is a solid snow. It's not a mega snow, but it's one of those that is dangerous. It slows you down, and then things should improve dramatically during the afternoon.
Cold enough in the morning for there to be trouble on the roads, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it should be about 30 degrees in the morning when that snow is falling. So that'll be snowy, cold enough for the snow to stick.
Mark Torregrossa with us on WILS. So when it comes to the change in weather, how high are temperatures going to go now?
We are going into a period of a couple of weeks where most of the days will be warmer than normal. What's happening is there's a big high-pressure center in the southeast part of the U.S., and that's going to kind of hold the cold air off. It's going to bring us a southerly flow. Mm-hmm. And I would say, if you took the next 2 weeks, next 14 days, I would say you're probably going to have a handful of days in the mid to upper 30s. You're probably going to have a couple of days in the 40s. Mm-hmm. And you'll have a couple of days in the upper 20s to about 30 degrees.
So really 40s, that's about as high as we can expect?
Yeah. Okay. I would say 40s as high as you can expect, it'll be comfortable winter
weather. Are you expecting snow systems to come along with us?
We have a lot of active storm systems, and we have obviously the one tonight, tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Then we have one on Thursday. I think it's warm enough in Lansing for rain on Thursday. And then we have another one maybe Sunday or Monday of next week. So we have fairly active storm systems spaced apart about every 3 days or so in the next 2 weeks.
When we spoke last time, you said we may be into a winter where we're going to see these, the cyclical weather, warm weather followed by a shot of cold weather. Is that what you expect after this rush?
That's what's happening right now. I would say a couple of weeks of warmer than normal weather, and that tells me that I would say the cold air would probably come back, but I'm not sure. We may have had our coldest weather so far.
Wow, no kidding. What makes you say that?
It's just that, the next 2 weeks look warmer than normal, and some of the things that we look at into February look warmer than normal. That's not real real confident. Mm-hmm. But if it stays warmer than normal for the first couple of weeks of February, Then you're on the upward swing. Okay. You're gaining daylight. You're gaining sunshine. And about the first week in February is when the average high temperature starts to go up. Okay. So what you're getting is the power of the sunshine.
It's turning there. So the likelihood of a major blizzard type event in the next several weeks, how likely is that?
It's still there. The pattern is still such that these storm systems are strong. Now, in the next 2 weeks, it looks like they lean more toward the rain side than the snow side. If we do have a major blizzard, which I still think is possible, but I don't see it in the future, as being really are really confident, but I think if it happens, it's probably in the first 2 weeks of February.
Is this shaping up to be a mild winter in your view?
On paper, it will probably go down as slightly warmer than normal. Uh-huh. But in reality, in real life, it's up and down.
Yeah, but what about the snowfall? Are we having an unusually low amount
of snow? Normal.
Above normal.
In snowfall, yes.
Okay. And that's, what, in certain parts of the state or across the state?
That's generally in most of the state. Northern parts like Gaylord had the snowiest December ever, 60 inches. Uh-huh. They're already working on about 80 inches of snow. I'm not sure exactly where it sits in Lansing, but I think it will end up being in Lansing slightly snowier than normal.
Gotcha. So we're into the 30s and you said 40s starting, what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're into the upper 30s to about 40 degrees by late in the day. Wednesday we're probably in the low 40s also. Thursday, another storm system moves by. It's probably a rain for the Lansing area and an accumulating snow in northern Michigan. And then we cool it down a touch, and by early next week, we might have another warm surge and another rain on the way.
Sounds good. Mark Torregrossa, meteorologist. Find him at mlive.com, where he very regularly puts the very insightful pieces there, mlive.com and farmerweather.com. It is Mark Torregrossa on WILS. Mark, great to have you here. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Michael.